Hello, welcome to the show. That's right, the show. The only one that exists on Tuesdays. My name is Sam Comerford, and you are in a vacuum of time. That's right, I've stolen 2 hours of your life, and I'm going to do so every week like clockwork. It's so great to be here, and I have a new chair. This is great because the other one could no longer support my weight and cracked underneath me. So it was held together entirely by duct tape and sheer willpower. But you know what? I'm glad to have lumbar support and this wonderful cast tonight. It's so great to see y'all here. We got a couple of veterans and a couple of newbies. And a lot of spontaneum. So I'm just going to go in the order that I see people, starting with Kappa. Welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. I'm so glad to be here. My name is Kappa. Also, Christian is okay. You can find me at the grocery store putting too many eggs into my basket and going broke. Today, I will be playing Tanklin Sharpfist. A dear little goblin who I created several years ago and don't get enough time to play. So I jumped at the opportunity to hop back into the mind of Tanklin.
Very nice. Moving on, our second newbie of the night, though I have seen her in chat many times. Kara, welcome.
Yay! I am so happy to be here. God, this is amazing. I am Kara Leibowitz, author, activist, sensitivity reader, professor. Somebody put me in charge of college kids. I don't know why they did that. I am playing Justin Simperlink, a changeling bard / paladin. He's a College of Glamour Bard, Oathbreaker Paladin, because his family wanted him to be into classical music, and so he broke that oath to go be in a boy band.
I mean, I also heard he tried to pull the rug out from underneath Mark Zuckerberg in the famous film The Social Network. But I don't know. I'm hearing that information from elsewhere. So glad to have you on, Kara. Next up is a certified veteran of the show, Melissa. Welcome back.
Thank you. And hi, everybody. I'm Melissa. And tonight I am playing Sebastian Goodfellow, who you saw previously going into hell. Now he has returned from the depths of hell, a far more powerful warlock and a far more powerful bard. He is a College of Lore Bard Archfey warlock whose patron is none other than William Shakespeare.
I think, is this our first ever repeat character? It might just be. I'm not entirely certain, but I think that is the case. Welcome back. Also welcoming back for the second time, if I'm not mistaken, due to scheduling conflicts. But now, he's back. David Tilstra! Hi!
Ooh, hello! Thank you so much for having me back. It's such an honor to be here with this truly amazing and lovely cast of delightful, amazing, wonderful folks. My name is David Tilstra. I do some Dungeons & Dragons stuff, make a podcast, but I like to just imagine things with my friends. That's pretty much it. And tonight, I'll be playing Grizzlethorn of the Thousand Faces. Couldn't remember if it was 100 or 1,000.
Once you get past 100, it's like, who knows?
It's all the same. 1,000
faces easily.
A lot of faces.
So many faces. Grizzlethorn is a little goblin druid, Circle of the Moon. I'll be changing myself into animals, and I think the only spell I took was polymorph, so y'all are coming with me to animal land. Let's go.
Fantastic. That's it. And I think either you have been on more than anyone else or you're tied for it. Jojo, welcome back, you leech. Good to have you.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Coming to you live from the Nine Timers Lounge.
Ooh, fancy.
Wait, no, Eight Timers Lounge. Eight Timers Lounge.
I was seven last time. You can't.
Yeah. Eight Timers Lounge.
What lounge does the Red Bull give you?
Thank you for the beautiful bottle of champagne, Sam.
Yeah, I really like to provide wonderful for my guests. Everyone else already finished theirs. That's why you don't see them with any.
My name is...
Great with pacing.
Oh, Yeah, I'm great. My name is Jojo or Jordan. I am part of the Cast Eye podcast. I am playing tonight Orin Cauldron Bum, a hobbit 12 level Twilight Cleric, 2 level rogue, because why not take 2 levels in rogue if you can? They are pretty moody, you know, really dark twilight purple chainmail and eyes that glow with inner vision.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
I saw Melissa just perk up at that.
And yes, Melissa, chat Melissa, Everyday Folk is great, also from JoJo. Additionally, this is the cast. Wow, train of thought derailed completely.
God, I saw it leave.
You saw the light just dim behind my eyes, as if my breath had been extinguished.
Had places to be.
Yeah. Speaking of places to be, let's check out our 8 settings. So in front of you is a table of 8 spontaneous settings, which I shall now read out loud. The first of which is Basketball Moon. The second of which is Detention. The third of which is an episode of Scooby-Doo. The fourth of which is a Zoom call. The fifth of which is Heaven, but for dogs. The sixth of which is the set of Jackass. The seventh of which is Sports World, home of sports ball. And eighth, a bedtime story. This might be the single weirdest array of settings. I don't know what a basketball moon is. This was suggested by one of the people who came on the show like a couple weeks ago. I don't know what it means.
This would be the same as sports ball world.
Yeah, they're very simple. Well, okay, if we... I will purposely make them very different. But... Oh, there's 5 of you. This is going to be difficult. Okay. Melissa, can you roll me an 8-sided die?
Okay. Let's go, Melissa. Yes. The first roll of the night.
Oh, she's got the power. You got the power.
Oh, my God. Please, Octavius's dice. Please do me well. Please. That is a 1.
Basketball Moon.
Basketball Moon.
Wow.
Yes.
I know nothing about basketball.
Neither do I. Anyway,
I'm honestly glad we didn't get the set of Jackass because I've never seen Jackass.
You're both missing a lot and not missing anything at all. It's kind of a weird paradox.
That's kind of how those things tend to work.
Yeah, a lot of fun though. Watching Steve-O get mutilated for entertainment.
So my biggest question here, is it a moon where things are themed like basketball, or is it just a moon that is made out of a basketball?
Well, okay.
Or is it a...
I have a D100. I need everyone to pick a number 1 through 100. And then you get to... whoever wins gets to decide, because I have no fucking idea.
Oh, no.
All right, 27.
27.
Going to say 27, goddammit!
$1, Bob.
I sniped your number.
Bob.
All right, I'm going to... Okay, too many people are talking. It's stressing me out. David.
68.
You're Melissa.
33.
Okay. Kara. And Kappa.
82.
That 34. Is 8. So I think that...
Oh, I should have got $1.
I think that was JoJo, if I'm not mistaken.
He was like 20-something.
I said 27.
Yeah, oh. And then there was like 33, 34.
So nobody guessed 80. Anything under 27?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
All right. Just because, you know, I don't want us to get bogged down in the idea of making everything basketball themed. And I think the physics of a moon that is a basketball is more fun to think about.
Ooh.
I'm going to say the moon is a basketball.
So the moon is a basketball. All right.
So, like, are we bouncing?
Well, this is actually the lyrics to a song. It's the sequel to, what's that one Smashing Pumpkins song? I can't remember, but the world is a vampire.
The world is a vampire?
The moon is a basketball.
I see.
Yeah. God, why can't I remember the name of it? I like that song. This is embarrassing. But the moon is a basketball, and the gods once played with it in their massive 3-on-3 pantheonic games in order to decide the fates of various mortal heroes and the like. But because everyone's a dirty atheist now, the gods have sort of disappeared because of lack of belief. So now the basketball sort of sits orbiting this planet, and people will go there to go to this giant basketball moon. However, it's been interesting because the gigantic sort of geyser, there's just one geyser on this basketball, and it's been closed shut for a while, but recently it's been just like shooting air out, which has been speeding up the orbit of this basketball moon. And this could be very bad because it could completely deflate and flatten. And that would not be good because you'd have an oblong orbit, or it could completely shoot out of the orbit of this planet and do untold damage to the rest of the solar system. So you five have been sent out to investigate what has caused this basketball to start to deflate rapidly, and to solve the problem. And if you can't do that, simply report back on what it is. By the adventuring agency, you know, the one that sends you places for money. Do you all know each other, or do you think this is a contractor type situation?
Oh, Melissa, do you want to say, or should I say?
You say it.
Justin Timberlake. God damn it! Now I can't even say it without laughing. Justin Timberlake and Sebastian Goodfellow were, in fact, roommates in college.
Oh, really?
And we collaborated on the newest Broadway production of Aunt Titania, which, you know, obviously is sweeping all of the awards.
Yeah.
Thanks to us.
Tony's for Justin Timberlake and Sebastian Goodfellow. What about the three of you who are not roommates in college? How do you know each other?
Go for it, Jordan, or whoever was about to say something.
You were David.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard someone starting to talk. My first thought would be that we all used to play on the same normal size basketball team together.
Okay.
Way back in the day.
Sure. Oh, that's why you've been considered experts.
Yeah. We were on a rec league together.
Yeah, just a couple friends hanging out.
Yeah, we were neighborhood friends who went to the same community center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were the only people who have ever played basketball at the adventuring league, mm-hmm. so that's why mm-hmm. that's why they sent you. They're like, well, I guess you're the resident experts. So the pay's not bad. You know. So you know what? You gotta earn that. Words are so difficult tonight, folks. Pension, somehow. As you make your way to the basketball moon on, spaceship. You land in your magic arcane spaceship, spelljammer style, whatever. And you disembark to this flat yet, well, okay, uniformly hilly surface of the basketball moon. You can see that there are some buildings that have been built here. Obviously, the gravity is a little bit lower here because it is basketball moon and not vampire world. So your jump speed is going to increase, but in terms of dexterity saving throws, that might be a little problematic. So it's all based on control. But, well, I mean, we'll see where that gets you. So that is the situation. You are all here. You have landed near the geyser of pump, I guess. Sure.
Geyser of pump. Classic.
Geyser of pump. And that is where we begin our story. So you've all disembarked, and you can see that this is like a Yellowstone type situation, Old Faithful, where like there are a bunch of like sort of these little cabins that have been fashioned around this gigantic spout of air that is like sending this moon faster and faster around the planet. So you're kind of at this like state park-esque place.
Pump State Park, right?
Pump State Park.
Pump State Park.
Are there tourists here?
There were. There are some that are still left, a lot left because, I mean, the pump started. That typically doesn't happen. So it's just been pretty interesting. But there are a lot of park rangers here. But tourists, not really, no. But
so, point of clarification.
Yes.
Were they all standing over Geyser Pump? And now that's why there's no more tourists?
Yeah, they all are just flung into the vent.
They're all out in space. They're all just...
flung into the cold and unforgiving vacuum of space.
We'll come back around, pick them up. We'll come back around.
Don't worry. Fine.
That's when they started a campaign of NBA Space Jammers.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah, well, I mean, who doesn't like a little bit of freeze-dried tourist? anyways, you guys, that is the situation. And yeah, you see this sort of park ranger, and their uniform looks like the sort of burnt orange of a basketball with sort of crisscrossing lines around the pockets and whatnot as they walk over to you. And you see it's this little gnomish fella, and he's like,
"You must be the adventurers from the league. Welcome to Basketball Moon, specifically Pump Park. This is really an honor. We don't get people from the league too often, so if there's anything you need, any information you'd like to get, please just feel free to ask me or any of the other staff. We also have some refreshments that we made. Unfortunately, it's just a lot of Nature Valley bars, and they kind of crumble and get everywhere regardless, but they're good for the trail. And then there are chia bars, too, but, I mean, if you take more than one, you're going to be on the side of a mountain for at least 2 hours, so I would avoid that if at all possible. So do we have any questions?
I think Tanglin, upon finishing the spiel, did this person say their name?
No.
No? Tanglin will walk up to them and just go, hello, my name is Tanglin Sharpfist. Take his hand, vigorously shake it. It is an honor to meet you too. And I will absolutely partake in those chia seeds. High fiber is very key to a working body. And Tanglin, I didn't describe this earlier. Tanglin is a goblin. Very kind of tall for a goblin.
Hmm.
Imagine if Dwayne The Rock Johnson was shrunk down to 3'6". And you have Tanglin. He prefers not to wear sleeves. So his spacesuit, the sleeves were torn off. To show off them guns. Yeah.
Take a D4.
Oh, so good.
Oh, my lord.
There you go.
We have been sent here from the Adventuring League to figure out
what's going on with Pump Geyser and, yeah, your name, I did not catch it.
Yeah, nice to meet you. My name is Chief Peter Bellwhistle. I'm kind of the head honcho around here. Typically, Peter,
it is very good to meet you.
Yeah.
Quite the honor.
Thank you, Mr. Tanglin. But yeah, we're very excited to have you all here and to kind of, you know, get this figured out in a timely manner. Because, you know, it's peak tourist season, and we're paid on commission. So, you know, it would be fantastic if we could figure this out. So, yeah, I'm glad they sent their best.
Justin Simperlake fully bounds out of the spaceship, completely ignores Peter, and just flings his arm out to the, like, sprinkling of disinterested people that are standing around and goes, "All you people, can't you see how your love's affecting our reality?"
That's Justin Simperlake.
Delightful.
Justin Simperlake, since we got a description of Tanglin, Justin Simperlake is a changeling, so he can look like basically whatever he wants, but just picture your stereotypical 90s boy band star, frosted tips and all, and you have Justin Timberlake.
Tips.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody's like, my God, is that Justin Timberlake? Holy shit. What is acclaimed pop star Justin Timberlake doing here? Are you an adventurer?
I have been commissioned along with my good friend and college roommate, the one, the only, Sebastian Goodfellow, award-winning playwright, to document this great adventure for a new musical right on the heels of our smash success, Anne to Tanya.
Oh, I didn't realize you did musicals, but I mean, that's pretty tight. I'll have to check it out when I get back to Surface, you know, because we don't really have a playhouse here.
It's like super cool.
All right, man, I'll have to check it out.
Justin Timberlake just pulls out like a CD, like a full on old CD and of the soundtrack and just hands it to
Yo,
the
that's
guy.
Fucking tight. I love CDs. I got a player in my bunk. So I mean, I can blast this along with my Blind Melon, so that's pretty tight.
I kind of nudge Grizzlethorn and seeing this display, and I say, actually, I read early reviews, and it's not the smash hit they expected their sophomore piece to be.
Oh no!
I didn't want to say it, but I also heard those rumors. But honestly.
And then Grizzlethorn perks up. Grizzlethorn is also a wee little gobby-roo. And just sticks in the hair as a druid. Loincloth. He's only wearing loincloths, but like there's like loincloths for shirts just all over the place.
What does your spacesuit look like?
It's loincloths. It's just stuck together loincloths.
Airtight loincloth and a fishbowl.
Airtight. Yeah. Nothing is getting near those.
Nothing. Those like good. Imagine Ralphie from A Christmas Story, but yes. Loincloths. Grizzlethorn waddles over to Justin Timberlake and says,
first of all, huge fan. Second of all, do you have any more of those CDs? Because I heard somewhere that the music is just to die for, and I would love to listen before. Like, it'd be great to have background music for the geyser adventure we're on right now.
You are muted.
You're muted.
You're muted.
Apologies. Justin Timberlake says anything for a fan and just like pulls out a huge stack of CDs. Like you're not entirely sure where he was keeping all of them and just like makes it rain CDs.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I take three of them.
This is wonderful.
And gives one to Oren. Oren, we can listen to this.
Yo.
And not...
That's fucking tight. Can I get one of those? As I said, I'm a big CD guy. By the way, I don't think I introduced myself. My name is Jason Smokehouse, but people just call me Smokehouse.
Smokehouse.
Very cool, Smokehouse. Hey, Smokehouse, respect. You might like my brother Danklin.
Danklin? That's a tight-ass name, dude. I'm a big fan.
So, you are... go for it.
No, you go.
I was just going to ask, Danklin, and what was your last name again? Sorry, I didn't quite catch that back from the years when we were playing basketball together.
Shartfist. Actually, the last name is more of an epithet. It was given to me very recently. So the last time we saw each other was like back in middle school. You would not have known me as Danklin Shartfist back then. This is pretty new. This is fairly new. Yeah. Well,
I'm just so interested now. Where did that name come from?
Well, okay. Well, there was this one time me and my friends went out to the bars and the tavern, and there was a guy who was just saying really, really nice things to a friend of mine, but they were nice, but did not make anybody feel good. And then so I got really, really mad. And I forgot what happened, but when I came to, my friends told me that I punched him in the gut so hard that he blew chunks out of his butthole. And ever since then, they've been calling me Shart Fist.
I make sense. All right. The longer we stand around talking about why we're named the things that we're named, the less time we deal with this problem right here.
Oh, and I'm, if you were so smart. Yeah, no, like, we should definitely get going.
I am very invested in this. I know that it's strange that you never asked him any questions about his name when we were back in Rec League, Grizzlethorn.
I was more focused on scoring, sinking that rock. That's a sports term. Right?
You were very good at sinking the rock.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's what we all say here on Basketball Moon.
But as this moon orbits faster and faster, the twilight and the eclipses on the planet below are being affected in vast ways, and the ways that affects ley lines and all of these things, we can't even begin to comprehend. Well, we are level 14, so maybe we can begin to comprehend.
You are so smart.
And I keep talking like this about our shared goal to stop this geyser or to figure out about this geyser for about like 10 minutes in a very inspirational way. And I'm like, remember when we were on Rec League? And I kind of act like, you know, our coach. And then I bring in, you know, good Sebastian and Justin. And I'm like, big fans. Sebastian, excellent. Love your meta take on the nature of art and why we are even here.
Wonderful. My master and, will be so pleased.
Yes.
And I'm casting motivational speech on everybody, including Smokehouse.
Hey, Smokehouse!
I'm feeling fucking inspired right now, man.
That makes you larger than life!
That was beautiful.
You're right, Tinkle. Dude, this guy's real smart.
He's super smart.
He's real smart.
Always been really intelligent.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Smokehouse is a Goliath, so he's just like this huge ripped guy. With like his ranger outfit is like the sort of tank top where you cut down, like the sleeves and cut down. What is it, like a bro tank or something? Like,
yeah. A bro tank, yeah. Yeah.
Bro tank.
And he's just like he's like constantly like just clapping his like. Bro, it's like so fucking tight that like y'all are here doing this. And then Peter's like.
I hate to interrupt. You guys seem like you're getting along real great, but the tides are like really getting affected down there. And if we keep
not the tides.
Yeah, the tidal waves will kill like millions of people. So we should.
I won't be able to shred ridiculous gnar. We need to fix this right away, friends.
I like how that's the moment.
Wind blow and crack your cheeks. I say we should attend to this mess.
I feel like I'm having a stroke. All right, let's get to this this geyser.
To pump town.
Start moving.
Yes, pump town.
Pump town. You guys get
the pump town.
Pump town. Whoa. You guys get to the gigantic column of compressed air that is pump town. And you can see that it's sort of like this black rim that surrounds this just column of air. That if you were to step into, you would die. It's the air is coming out so fast that it would kill you instantly. Even at level 14, this is like extremely dangerous. But the thing is, what you would know about basketballs is the only way to activate this sort of one-way pump is to have something inserted in it to break that sort of seal that sort of naturally comes with it. I worked at a sporting goods store for a minute. So clearly there has been some sabotage, some malfeasance that has been going on here. But if you want to make any checks to see if you can glean additional information, you are welcome to. You can make any check as long as you can sort of justify why you're making it. I'll give you information.
Who would do such a thing?
How dare they? Can I, without getting dangerously close, but get close enough to investigate, see if there is some sort of foreign object lodged into Old Faithful's geyser spout? Is it a caldera? No, that's a volcano. I don't know.
Caldera is a volcano. Yeah. It would be the mouth of a geyser. Okay. I don't know. I'm not a big geyser guy. I'm not a big geyser. I'm not a big geyser. Oh, gee. Go ahead and roll me that investigation check.
Right. That is a 14 plus, wait for it, zero. So 14.
Wow. You don't see anything. Cool. As far as things go, it looks like something wasn't rammed down here as much as something was rammed down here to break that seal and then taken out. And the seal has like been broken. It's made such a hole that the air was able to rip through it, essentially. So like irreparable.
Can I make a sleight of hand check to see like how physically somebody could have like gotten down there and shoved something there?
Sleight of hand.
You said we could do anything as long as we justified it. I'm justifying it.
Justifies a strong.
You're attempting to justify.
I appreciate this so much.
Yeah, fuck it. Go for it. Roll me a sleight of hand.
That is a, hold on, I have to do math.
No, math.
31!
Whoa.
I'm holy. Sorry?
Peeps?
What? Okay, 31.
I rolled an 18, and I have a plus 13 since slide.
Well, numbers
Bard.
Add up.
Bard, I suppose. 31. God almighty. Yeah, so with sleight of hand, I guess you would be able to understand that in order to break the seal in such a way that it was irreparable, this is a large seal. This is a moon, like a basketball the size of a moon. So in order to break that seal, it
in
would
the shape
have
of
to
an
be...
L on the forehead.
It would have to be either something extremely large and sharp or a type of explosive device. As far as you could tell with your sleight of hand expertise, that seems to be what might be the case in this situation, man.
I was wondering how long it would take for Sam to get the I regret my life choices face. For record, it took about a half an hour.
For the record, I am always in that state.
That's the default.
That is not something you can pry me from. I suffer for 2 hours for the entertainment of the few people who decide to show up and watch this stream. But I do enjoy it. I would if I was not insanely sleep deprived. But we've been fine then. I would also want to make a check. If you've already made a check, I'm not letting you do another one.
I would love to make a check, but I just want to know, in that we're all probably discussing this like a team, like a Scooby-Doo team, even though this isn't the Scooby-Doo episode, right?
I was
right?
about to say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is there a way that we could intuit if it was a sharp object or an explosive? Are there like char marks or explosion? Like, is there anything that we could?
That's the thing. A hole would have to have been made somehow, right? But because of the pressure that's been built up within this thing for so long, it has ripped through that hole. So you would have to be, the evidence that you'd have to look for would not be here. It would have been blown out, and the debris might be around somewhere that you could track down and find the source of in order to kind of see, to kind of put together what might have happened. But you're not going to find any answers here for that necessarily, as far as you are able to tell.
All right, then I'd like to make my check, and this is justifying a roll, I think. I have a plus 10 to insight. I have a good knowledge of religion. I have a plus 15 to perception. Based on my knowledge of this planet and the things going on. Yeah, this moon, sorry. This satellite.
Did you hear about basketball moon? That's messed up, man.
Would I be able to kind of like deduce who might have bad intentions against this moon?
Oh, the politics game.
Okay, yeah. You want to pull up the political intrigue. That is going to be history. That is the check I would... Well, okay, what did you want it to be?
You wanted insight.
You wanted it to be insight? Oh, you're pushing me.
Based on the information I've heard from everybody.
I potentially have a follow-up to that if you want, Jordan.
Follow-up.
Can I give Orin bardic inspiration?
Yeah, you don't have to ask me. That's just an ability you have.
So I gesture grandly toward Orin and I say, "Oh, the world's a stage," and I give you bardic inspiration.
Very nice.
It truly is.
Also, thank you so much. This is slightly illegal, Melissa, for the D6 of inspiration for Kara.
Thank you. I love you.
You are on thin ice, Cast. I will be under it when it breaks.
I love you too.
I see you cheating.
Is it borderline illegal because we're cast, or is it borderline illegal because we live together?
That makes it more illegal. You've been...
Yeah, why would you tattle on yourself like that?
You've been scheming against me this whole time, and my paranoia is catching up, and when my mind breaks and a little shatters,
literally, we scheme against everybody all the time. You're not special, Sam.
Schemers. I'm not special. I'm well aware.
They're just sneaking inspiration under the door to each other.
Yeah. I know what you're doing. You think you can hide? You can't hide from me.
Jojo, that's a D10 of that's a D10 of inspiration, by the way.
Oh my god. Go for it. Go ahead and roll insight, even though
you gave me a D6, right?
Hey, yes. You can give me whatever information you want.
I almost
here.
Lost track.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, insight will only give you information on the people you have met thus far. Because it is personal. If you want to do religion or history, that might give you more information about the various factions who might have a beef with basketball mode.
Yo,
I'll do religion.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Okay, so that'll be a +4 to a 15 for a 19 plus the D10 of inspiration will be 7 more.
26. So, God. For religion... Sports are something that are taken seriously on the planet of Sports World, home of sports ball. This is kind of like a diversion. I know.
A crossover episode.
What is this? A crossover? Okay. Sports World is home to a myriad of different factions. We're world building in advance here. the different sports are like these different nations, a la Avatar The Last Airbender, where you can bend balls. And trust
Everything
me, really anyone can bend balls
attacked.
If you kick them hard enough. but leader of the soccer, aka football nation, is David Beckham, as he is the master at bending.
Of course. Oh, wow.
I got you.
The weaving, it's so beautiful.
Honestly, I'm getting chills.
I know. I'm a lore master. there are baseball nation. Basketball as a hoop-based sport is something that is driven by points that are in multiples, right? You can't, as far as I'm aware, if people know of other ways, get single points besides penalty throws. And then we're not really counting those. And sports that really the Fire Nation of this world is golf, because golf has negative points. Yeah. That is considered bad.
And they're the biggest assholes. Just
right. And Tiger Woods, the ent who is shaped like a tiger, Lord of Golf.
Lord of Golf.
You think of anyone who would have beef with the basketball world? It might be the golf folk and
Gulf Coast.
Okay. Take a D4. And now that you think about it, their weapons of choice are two things: a 9-iron, which is pretty effective,
naturally,
and a T, a sharpened lance that can be very large.
Wow.
So. With that in mind, you're not very sure, but suspicions would point to golf folk.
Interesting.
That's on par with what I was thinking.
God damn it!
No! Yes!
Hole in one!
Damn!
I'm history. Because Can I roll a history? And it's going to be a reach to justify this. But basically,
these have all been reaches, goddammit.
Exactly. However, you underestimated me. You underestimated me.
You are standing on your fucking tippy toes to reach up to the little cookie jar, and I'm like, oh, do you want this? You want the step stool? You want the step stool? As if you haven't had all the cookies already. Okay, go ahead. What are you talking about?
Yeah. All right. So basically, the reason why I am rolling history is because you said that the possible enemy of the situation is, you know, the people of Golfworld. And as we all know, Macbeth is the Scottish play. And where was golf invented? In Scotland. So therefore, my knowledge of golf and Scotland and the Scottish play Macbeth have converged, and my master has granted me the knowledge to be able to do this.
You see, this is the type of bullshit justification that I like. Go ahead and roll this game with advantage.
That's very good.
That was very good.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
They say Mary, Queen of Scots, was the first woman to play golf.
Oh.
I went to her castle where she was beheaded when I was in Glasgow. It was very interesting.
Nice.
Oh. Wait, she got beheaded while you were there? Oh, my God.
I mean, but it was weird to be, like, in her chambers. It was very odd. But anyway. Yeah. All right.
Okay, so sports. I have to write notes down. I might just make this that a plan session.
Wow. That is a 4 plus 11, so 15 on history.
On advantage?
Oh, on advantage? Oh, you didn't tell me advantage.
I did.
Oh, whoops. Did my I bad. Not? Okay.
Oh, I thought I said that. That's totally my bad.
All right, let me re-roll.
No, you did.
Okay, cool.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Sometimes
we're having too good of a time.
Sometimes I forget to say things. And thank you so much, Matt, for the gift sub. I really appreciate it, man.
Hey, Matt.
So, the first one was a 15, but as far as the second one, I am terrible at math. Wait, no, 9 plus 11. That's
you
a dirty
want
20.
Me to math for you?
No, dirty I got 20. It. That's a dirty 20.
Dirty 20 total.
Yep.
So what are you trying to figure out with this history check?
I'm trying to figure out if the people of Golfworld have done anything to Basketball Moon previously. Ooh. And if there was some sort of pattern.
In the great space race of the 60s, people were trying to reach Basketball Moon to stake their claims to it. This, of course, was spearheaded by various nations, but the Gulf Coast especially was keen to do this because they hate Basketball Moon. They think it's an affront to the golf ball cluster of asteroids that surround the planet as it blocks their view of these sacred objects. As most of these nations are based not only in sports, but the celestial sort of bodies that surround sports world. Sorry, sports world, almost sports ball.
Yes.
So keeping this in mind, they've definitely tried to get here. Did they succeed? No. Building the golf copter did not work in space, surprisingly, as helicopters are not suitable for space travel. not a very bright move on their part, but they got there. They got to
it. It was essential. It was essential to learn.
It went, learn from their mistakes. Exactly. Yeah. And
it was better than the golf cart they originally made. To try to get to
that. Yeah, that one really didn't work, especially because it was open the air. They put it in an Angry Birds style slingshot and just kind of sent them, and it just not work. But yeah, you would know that the Gulf Coast would have an intense amount of animosity towards Basketball Moon.
Mm-hmm. And you said that if we go into this void that's below, we would die. Is the same true for a familiar? Because, you know, they can reappear.
Well, I mean, it's the sort of thing where, like, if I sent my drone over an actively shooting volcano, and, like, surely I can get a look into the volcano if the drone goes in there. No. The drone would be evaporated by the intense heat and force of the volcano spout. It's not even, like, to get an angle into it, one, you know it would be dark. It's just very dark in there. This is like a cave into the center of this moon that is rapidly deflating. Which, I will say, will make the terrain more and more difficult as the ground gets softer. So keep that in mind. But additionally, not really, unless you want to use a sort of, what is that? Arcane Eye? Is that? Or clairvoyance or something like that? I don't know if you can get through the crust of Basketball Moon.
Because my familiar that I have with Sebastian is not incorporeal, so it wouldn't do anything. Okay, so Puck will have to wait. As for what Puck is, y'all will see eventually, but not right now.
The hockey puck. That's where I'm sports world.
Sports world.
The lesser known fifth nation.
Yes, yes.
The hockey marauders.
The northern marauders.
Exactly.
Northern
marauders. When the god voice says sports ball, home of the sports world, they're like, but we have a puck. What?
Yeah,
you're just leaving us out. What the hell?
They're sort of outcasts, almost.
The rectangle ball, okay.
It's this very isolationalist sort of community of the Northern Marauders. And the Hawking, Wayne Gretzky.
Can I give you inspiration? That was very good.
Yeah.
is very pro-perfectionism. Like, it's very much like this system of tests. And, like, if you do not succeed... It's not necessarily bad, but then again, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yes. I was literally...
Yes!
I know nothing about sports. This is all...
He tells all of his soldiers...
You're fooling me, so keep it up. You're doing very well.
He tells all the soldiers what?
Oh, that. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Constantly. Yeah, the dental work in the Northern Marauders is not great. Let me tell you, there's a lot of fake teeth up there. Big industry for that.
I was asking at you what you wanted for dinner. You're right. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. What do you want on your pizza?
I might have to run a mini campaign for Sports World Home of Sports Bowl.
Yeah, I'm like, there's a lot there.
There's more to be plundered. So please.
Yes. What if this episode is just a prequel to us returning for a sports world?
I mean,
there are more balls to be hit. More shots to be taken.
Oh. Yeah, not everyone is born a sports bender. Sometimes you just gotta learn it. And I mean, they claim that there is one who can master all the sports, and they call that the varsity.
The varsity.
You can't spell varsity without Avatar.
Yeah.
Avatar the late great Aaron Carter did sing a song about how he beat Shaq. And oh, I mean, it was on basketball.
Yeah, there is a massive statue of Shaquille O'Neal on Basketball Moon. It's like a pilgrimage site to people either want to be sponsored by brands or who want to be very tall. Those are the two.
Whenever somebody approaches the statue, they're like, Shaquille O'Neal.
You do the O'Neal.
That was perfect.
That's a D6. Fuck,
that's amazing. That's amazing.
That was a layup. Anyways, there's so much. Why the fuck did I make a sports world a setting? I should write this shit down.
The amount of lore that just happened.
Just come back to this.
It was amazing.
We got the VOD. We got the VOD.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Is the Shaquille O'Neal statue still where it's supposed to be? Or has it gone missing? Has it maybe been used to puncture sports moon ball?
Yes, with its notoriously with Shaquille O'Neal's notoriously sharp head.
Yeah. His pose was just up. It's just the most pointy.
Oh, he's doing the dive.
It was a rendition from when you used to be a diver, actually. It's a very strange crossover.
Yeah, it's wild. He would leave like the smallest splash, despite being the biggest contestant. And like
called him Sharky O'Neal.
Sharky. I turn into a cheetah and I run to Shaquille O'Neal's shrine. I just got to make sure it's still there.
Oh my god, the cognitive dissonance between what we were talking about and then you saying I turned into a cheetah just like gave me whiplash. It's like, what the fuck?
Oh yeah, that's right. We got a story. We got to save this moon.
Right, we're not just having fun together.
That's no moon. You run to make your way to the statue of Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal has shall we say acolytes? Some call them cultists. I mean, because he is in real life a Freemason. So it's this very secretive sort of cult that surrounds Shaquille O'Neal and his many brand advertisements and the fact that he has a doctorate in education. And they he is a Freemason. Yeah, I didn't know either. Read into Shaquille O'Neal's life. It is wild. The man has done so much everything. Shit.
Yeah. He has like a doctorate in humor or something. Like it's wild.
Weird. Something like that.
It's like an honorary doctorate in education or something like that.
Yeah.
Can I?
Yes.
Can I cast animate objects and have the Shaquille O'Neal statue go down there to investigate?
It is huge. This is a massive statue. I mean, for the big. I think that's very cool though. So I'm gonna give you a D4 of inspiration, anyways. I'm not gonna allow it to happen though, because that's bullshit. But this gigantic statue of Shaquille O'Neal, known for being able to gift his acolytes with the power of icy hot, both cold and fire powers. And also, he was an esteemed general that saved time in his battles. I gotta stop.
He was one of 800 generals.
Yeah. This is so dumb. You get to the shrine to Shaquille O'Neal to investigate potential malfeasance on Basketball Moon. And we'll find out what that is when we come back from our 10-minute break. That's right. Go ahead. Go bathroom. Go piss. Go shit. Go kiss your spouse if they're down for it.
In that order.
In that order. Do it on the toilet. But stay hydrated. See you in 10. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Hi, folk. Welcome back. Spontaneum. Sam. Sure. Now, Shirt is good at covering you up. Not because you're immodest. In fact, you look beautiful. But because it's cold out there. At least it is here in Chicago. It's 32 degrees. It's not that cold, but I mean, that's freezing. So, when it get cold and you want to wear shirt, or perhaps even blanket, or perhaps you want warm beverages delivered to you in a mug, then you could go to somewhere that sells those things. And there are a lot of places that do that, but none of them are nearly as cool as our sponsor, Gemmed Firefly. Now, Gemmed Firefly is great because it sells you all of these things with thing you like on them. So you could have a coffee mug in the office where you work. And in fact, that's a statistic. I've done some work on statistics for the demographics of people who watch me, and all of you have office jobs, which is wild. I didn't think that would be the case. But when you are in office in cubicle and you have mug and someone comes around to kind of tell you the office gossip, and they're like, hey, did you hear what Todd did, that little scoundrel? And then they lay their eyes on your Gem Firefly mug, and it says like NPC energy, or it shows like this really cool looking orc, and they're like, whoa, you're a fucking nerd, me too, let's hang out and be friends. And you're like, who the fuck do you think you are? I'm the nerd of the office, you don't get to take that from me. And then you fight to the death, and it really is a lot. Like, it can get pretty violent. But you're gonna come out on top because you have Gem Firefly products. That's a guarantee. It literally enhances your battle abilities. So when you want to go to gemfirefly.com, you can use code Spontaneum15 to get 15% off your entire purchase. And I mean, that's pretty darn good. I mean, 15 is certainly a large number. So you can do that, and additionally,
All of the profit that they make goes to really good causes. So you should go buy things from them immediately. Ooh, you're going to go buy things from Jim Firefly. Oh, if you can't tell, I'm majoring in advertising. So that's why I'm so good at it. We would get back to the show if JoJo wouldn't walk away from his fucking computer.
Walked right away like a rude.
Sorry, I was just compelled to go buy Gem Firefly.
Oh.
Wow. Saved it.
Okay. Okay.
okay.
Anyways, we last left our party on Basketball Moon in front of the shrine of Shaquille O'Neal, the massive statue that rivals that of the Statue of Liberty here on Earth. It's very big. You can see that there are broken backboards that surround this thing as a sort of like an homage to Shaq. These shards of glass that sort of circle it, so you can't really get too close because it's
very dangerous.
It's good. It's protections from people trying to desecrate it.
Yeah. Fun fact: you can ward like how you can ward fairies with salt and whatnot. You can ward people away from you with a big circle of broken glass.
It's science.
Yes. Not John McClane, though. John McClane.
Not John McClane.
Is there any writing on the statue? Like, any kind of writing at all?
There is, however, it's not. Well, okay, what languages can you read?
I have Eyes of the Runekeeper, which means I can
damn
read
it
all
to
writing.
Fuck. I figured you might.
No one ever asks what writing's on there unless they can read all languages.
Yeah. That's a very good point. Yeah. On this gigantic thing, it just says, shit, I don't know any Shaq quotes. It just says, understandable, have a nice day. Like from the meme where he's just in the car like this. It just says, understandable, have a nice day. And I don't even know if he said that. He might not have, but that's what people have ascribed to his brilliance. That is what it says at the bottom of this massive pedestal.
I'm going to.
I don't know any Shaq quotes.
Sorry, I cut you off, JoJo.
No. I'm going to kind of swiftly walk towards the statue. I'm going to kind of gently put my hand on Sebastian's forearm, and I'm going to say, "Shadows make you swift, friend." I'm going to grant you advantage on whenever you roll for initiative.
Yes, vigilant blessing, thank you.
Yeah. Ooh. And then I'm going to go kneel. I'm going to go O'Neal in the shadow of the statue of Shaquille.
And I think Matt put a quote from him in chat. I am Superman, and the only thing that can kill Superman is kryptonite, and kryptonite doesn't exist. Holy shit, that's hard. That's so fucking... That's pretty rad.
Amazing. That would be the best thing to have on any statue, like even the Statue of Liberty.
That's
like any statue,
so
just
hard.
That's the quote.
So tight. A lot of the glass that surrounds the statue is green, as a sort of homage to that quote. But you kneel in front of the statue of Shaquille O'Neal, what else do you like besides genuflecting? Do you say anything? Do you offer up a quick prayer?
I think that one thing about Twilight is I understand the power of all gods and all manifestations, and Shaquille O'Neal was a powerhouse unto themselves, and so I just say a quick prayer to the shadow. We stand on the shoulders of giants, and these giants cast long shadows, and so I say a prayer to the huge shadow that this monolithic figure cast in
I can't press the digitation, so there's just a spotlight shining on Shaquille O'Neal.
It's a big spotlight. But all right. Wow. Okay. You follow the shadow, and you follow it to its very end, and you see shattered wood, as if from a golf tee, a very large golf tee. Also, thank you so much, Melissa, for the D8 of inspiration for Oren. I appreciate that you're not giving it to yourself, but
You know what? From this point forward, I'm not allowing it. You're playing. You can't do the inspiration game. Nope.
it's hurt
I love that Sam was putting that rule in place specifically because of you, Melissa. Mm-hmm.
Also, chat, this is where you come in. And if you want to use your channel points to give people inspiration, you are more than welcome.
Well, I'm a cleric, man. Do you expect me not to give inspiration to the cleric of the party? I'm playing a Twilight cleric anyway.
It makes her uncomfortable when she's not playing a cleric, so I'm honestly shocked that she's as comfortable playing a bardlock as she is.
Well, I mean, she was probably just inspired. Anyways, you see this splintered sort of...
Yeah, do I recognize this tea as like a great weapon in, you know, a war or as some like...
Are you going to point
out... Can I use legend lore to...
Do you have legend lore?
Of course I have legend lore.
Amazing.
Okay. Yeah, you cast legend lore on this tea, and here's what you learn. Ooh. Well, what does legend lore say? Because I need to know what information I can give you.
Okay, so that's why I want to know, like, if I can recognize it as a thing of...
I would need a history check in order for you to try to recognize this.
All right. Yeah. Let's look at legend lore quickly, though. Name or describe a person, place, or object. The spell brings to your mind a brief summary of the significant lore about the thing that you named. The lore may consist of current tales, forgotten stories, or even secret lore that has never been widely known. Okay. If the thing named is of no legendary importance, you gain no information. So it has to be legendary.
Uh-oh. You can make a history check if you'd like. Any of you may. I mean, I'm assuming you're going to tell people that this is...
Yeah, I'm like, check this.
Any of you may make a history check or religion if you want to, or even investigation.
Can I make an investigation to see if there's any creatures or critters or animals close by?
That'd be perception.
Okay.
27 on history.
Okay.
I just got a yeet.
I'm waiting for all the rolls so I can give you all the information.
That's an eight. I do have a D4 and a D6 of inspiration, but I think I might want to save those.
Eight for what specifically? What check were you making?
Any of them? They're all amazing. +2. So
okay.
Pick one.
Okay, good to know.
That is a 21 to spot any of the critters.
You don't see any critters. In fact, for a state park. This seems pretty desolate. On Basketball Moon. It seems pretty desolate.
I don't roll. I'm very much head empty. I just follow Orin, and I kneel next to Orin.
Orin, what did you roll?
Just providing Orin company.
Hell yeah.
For sure kneeling as well.
I got a 24.
Is that history?
That would be on, yes. No, religion. Religion.
Okay. So... Here's what happens. As soon as you notice this, Peter's like, well, there we go. A golf tee. I mean, I don't know who else this could be, but with your historical knowledge, Sebastian, this golf tee, it looks sloppily made. It's not a weapon of any import. This is just some, essentially a stake of wood that could theoretically hold a golf ball. And Orin, with your religious knowledge, you would know the story of Sir Arnold of Palmer, a renowned maker of tea. Of both kinds.
And lemonade.
Of both kinds.
Yes.
Both kinds of tea.
The two kinds.
The level of craftsmanship required to make a tea for golf is astounding. These things go through multiple levels of chopping down, curing. Some of them are made of plastic. This wood is shoddy. It is. This is not on par with what could be considered a Gulf Coast level tea. Additionally, those tend not to break very often. This one is very broken. And you see, Peter's like, Peter and all the Rangers are sort of catching up now that Peter's kind of like waving. Was like, we did it. We have solved the mystery. This is great. Now we know who to blame.
Out of an abundance of caution, I am. Let me grab my document where I have all of my stuff written down. I'm going to say, if we shout us have offended, think with this and all is meant to talk. and cast Find Familiar. And my familiar is a displacer beast.
Whoa.
How?
That's delightful.
How?
How?
How is that?
Because a displacer beast, Sam, is a feline creature, and a cat is also a feline creature. So.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That this beast of displacing does not have the stats of a beast of displacing.
I'm aware.
Okay, cool. I was for a second, I'm like, an alarm bell just went off. I was like, wait a second. Hold on. Also, the casting time for Find Familiar is an hour. So if you want to just summon, if you've already casted it on the spaceship, you could just summon it. So that's totally fine.
Yeah, he's chilling.
Yes. Vroomp cat. Meow. suddenly there is a displacer beast. And the ranger's like, "Wow, that's a nice kitty you got there."
Justin explains. Exclaims, "Huck! Oh, it's magic when we meet down on Dream Street."
Cry me a river.
Wow.
What was Peter's full name again?
Peter's full name was a long time ago. Peter Bellwhistle.
Bell whistle.
Peter Bell whistle.
Mm. Orin, you look very troubled. Is the might of Shaquille O'Neal not giving you joy and happiness?
It should.
Shaquille O'Neal has given me guidance and thought, and I think we're being led down a path into the darkness by a party that wants us to believe that it is the Gulf Coast, but all signs say that this is a work of somebody not too familiar with Gulf. That these are people that want us to think it is the Gulf Coast, perhaps.
Someone is playing dirty pop.
Out damn spot.
You hear a smellcast be like, "Yeah, you know what they say? Shaq's got your back, you know? Fucking love Shaq. He's a cool guy."
"Yeah, that's right. Shaq's pretty great. One of our patron saints."
Can I roll insight on Mr. Peter Bellwhistle to see? Okay, cool.
Yeah, go for it.
Good stretch.
Coaching
is very good for your muscles and resetting the mental.
Actually, I am proficient in insight.
Especially if you stretch somebody's anus to make them shoot your fist.
That is a powerful 10. Ooh. I'm not playing a cleric, so.
powerful 10 with a heart-stopping 10 in insight. You gather that Peter likes his job.
Excellent. I also like my job, but I mean, my master makes it most fulfilling.
Yes, as the Bard of Avon, this is you do good work, Sebastian.
Oh, master, thank you.
Can I cast insight or history? Roll insight or history. I know words. I even write them sometimes to see what particular faction, if any, our dear Peter belongs to.
I will say you know nothing about Peter. This is just a guy. You can make insight, though. I will allow all of you, if you would like to make insight on Peter, you can come to your own conclusions about the fella.
I love these dice. I'm keeping these dice. That is a 22. About you, but I'm feeling 22.
Okay, that's nice, Justin Timberlake.
It is not, but Justin Timberlake does appreciate a good blonde.
Well, we've had two Taylor Swifts on the show already, or two Taylor Swift ripoffs.
Same episode.
You still have that D20 of inspiration, don't you, Jordan?
It's a D20 of inspiration?
Yes, it is. It was the first ever.
Can I move over towards Smokehouse and stand next to Smokehouse?
Yeah, totally.
Cool. Then once the time is applicable, I want to speak with Smokehouse.
Yeah, you can do it right now.
So what do I get of a 22 out of 22 of insight? Yeah. I don't think you said.
Oh, no, I'll tell you eventually. So you go up to Smokehouse, and he's like, "Yo, bro, what's going on, man?"
Hey, Smokehouse. Just a quick question. Just came to my mind. Yeah. Do you like scoring like a lot of points, like more and more points in a game, or do you like not scoring the most you possibly can? Do you like low scoring games or high scoring games? Just out of curiosity here.
You know, I like it when the game is tight. Yeah. And really, the score doesn't matter as long as it's a good game.
From a distance. Yo, respect.
Hey, you know what I'm fucking talking about.
Does sound like he's a fan of basketball, yeah.
Yes. Hmm. I think we're all being very obvious.
Are you perhaps part of a band, or are you more of a solo artist?
I don't play any music, so I don't know. Sometimes I sing in the shower, so I guess a solo artist. I don't really know if that has anything to do with it.
You don't play music, and your last name is Bell Whistle?
It's a gnomish thing. It bells and whistles. My parents are tinkerers.
All right.
With a 22 in insight, Peter's hiding something. These people have been so hasty to be like, oh, you figured it out. This is clearly the Gulf Coast. Something is a little fishy here, and there aren't any fishes here. Besides Shaquille O'Neal, so I mean, who knows?
Of course. Question.
Answer.
I'm a druid.
I gathered.
That isn't really a question. but the how flexible are you on turning to things that aren't necessarily in the monster manual, but maybe are related to a shark and a god that we've just established?
Jesus Christ.
Not him.
Go on.
I kind of want to turn into Sharkeel O'Neal, potentially, and see if we can get some, see if I can shake these fools up a little bit.
You want to turn into Sharkeel O'Neal?
Potentially, if you'll allow it.
And a polymorph, right?
I do have a polymorph, and I'm a druid. So I got two options, two avenues.
Sharkeel O'Neal, this is like asking to turn into a werewolf. Sharkeel O'Neal was, of course, Shaquille O'Neal's shark person. Or what is that? Sanghuagin? I don't know how to
say it. Sahuagin? Sahuagin or something like that?
I do not know how to pronounce that, unfortunately. Shark folk. He was a were shark, so he could turn into a shark.
Amazing. Street shark.
Street shark,
yeah.
Jossum.
Yeah.
So rad.
Jossum, goddammit. Yeah, that is the case with Shaquille O'Neal. So you can't really turn into a lycanthrope wild shape. Polymorph.
Mm-hmm.
What about being a changeling and being able to shift our...
You could turn into like a lookalike of Shaquille O'Neal if you wanted to. Obviously, you would be as tall as he was.
So good, yes.
But you could turn into Shaquille O'Neal. In terms of, here's what I'm gonna say, David.
Yeah.
If you cast polymorph,
I do have that spell.
What do you have in terms of inspiration?
I think I had a D4 from the last time I played. So not a lot.
If you expend a D4 and make a spell attack roll,
okay,
I might allow it.
Got it. Well, I don't know if the time is appropriate yet, but I just wanted to ask.
Those are the criteria.
Got it. Perfect. Love it. Thank you.
I'm going to pull out an old standard of my spell book from Spontaneum, and I'm going to cast Zone of Truth on Peter Bellwhistle.
I was going to cast Enthrall, but Zone of Truth is even better.
Zone of Truth. Okay. What's your spell save?
Spell save is, I believe, 18.
Spell save.
Okay. Do you know if they save or not?
Oh, yes. I know whether each creature succeeds or fails on its saving throw.
David succeeds. Or not David. Why did I say that? Hi, David.
It's all good.
Peter fails.
I'm the villain.
however, Smokehouse fails miserably. So David's
like, I noticed this, and I'm like, swarm.
Hey, what's going on? Did you cast a spell?
Actually, wait. I gave him a motivational speech, so he has advantage on wisdom saving throws.
That's okay. Those were a 4 and a 3. So no,
smokehouse.
All right,
smokehouse. No,
I hope smokehouse is unprivy to the information that Bell Whistle is.
I mean, Tanklin is unprivy to anything that's happening right now. He and smokehouse just chilling.
interrogate.
You don't. Then do it. That's a word thing. You can do that with your mouth.
I'm saying that to my party. I'm saying that to my party.
No, that's a good tactic, though. When you start out to interrogate someone, just say, hey,
interrogation.
Yeah.
Can right, I cast suggestion on Peter?
You want to cast
suggestion? Can I cast suggestion on Peter?
I was gonna.
Yeah.
You cast suggestion. May. I was gonna. I was going to cast enthrall.
Can I polymorph?
Can I cast enthrall?
Sure, that's another save. Which he does also say that.
Yeah.
Enthrall saves.
He has saved in all of your spells thus far.
That's unfortunate.
Indeed.
All right.
But no, Smokehouse is like, I got kind of a friend circle going on. That's pretty tight. What's going on? I feel really loved in this moment. You know what I'm saying?
Dear sweet Smokehouse.
Yeah.
You are my rock. You are my everything.
We just want to uplift you, bro.
We just want to uplift you.
You are my fire, so my one tight. Desire.
You are fire, our one desire.
Well,
so good. What, Smokehouse? What's going on here, man? This is clearly not adding up. We've added 1 and 2, and we've gotten 4.
Yo, it's so not... like as a part of the cult of Shaq, I can't really talk about it because our cult leader Peter would not be very keen on that.
Hey, Smokehouse, what the fuck are you doing?
Cult leader, huh?
Wait, yeah. You're a cult leader?
What? No, who said that?
Oh, shoot. I, like, totally Smokehouse. Was not supposed to. What am I doing? What's happening up in my big brain upstairs? What's going on there?
We're sharing information between friends, Smokehouse.
Okay, yeah, totally. Yeah, so, like, the plan is, like, we were going to frame the Gulf Coast so that everyone would ally against them and wipe them off the face of the planet in a massive world war so that we could finally get rid of them.
Wait,
but,
that's
like,
so mean, though.
Well, like, it had to kind of happen because, like, they have been on our tail for, like, a while. So we've been trying to frame them for doing that in the name of our great Lord Shaq. And then all of the Rangers together say, Hail Shaq. That's right. Hail Shaq. Totally. So that's kind of, oh, shoot. I totally, like, spilled the beans. This is not great. A battle axe appears, like, this massive gray axe appears in his hands. He's like,
no.
I think we gotta, like, fucking kill these guys now, right?
Yes, Smokehouse. They're a little too good at investigating, so.
Are we?
Excellent. Wonderful.
Nice.
Wait. No, hold on. Let's not fight. Let's not solve this with violence.
No,
that's not how Shaq would have wanted it. I say we solve this out on the court.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Roll persuasion with advantage and take a D8.
Can I give him both of my inspirations? And I have 2 D4s now.
I don't know. I don't allow people to give other people inspirations.
Okay.
That would get so wacky.
All right,
so
here we go. Okay, I'm spending my D4 from earlier.
Fair.
Let's go, Kappa.
Yeah.
Oh, just I had a whole D5. Combat encounter planned, but now you might be playing basketball. What did we get?
Natural 20 plus 3. Plus, you said persuasion, minus 122.
I love when an arms up ends with a minus 1.
Yeah!
Minus 1.
Fantastic.
5v5 on the court.
So you're invoking the rights to a basketball game. I see.
No, I'm invoking to solve this through sports and recreation.
Actually, if you look at our party, it is actually a 6 versus 5 because I have, you know, Puck here, and I reach out and like kind of give him chin scratches.
Oh well, we want to be fair about this. You can bring a 6-person 6v6.
All right, fine. Allow me to bring in some players really quick.
And He summons. Oh, how do I want to do this? He summons Charles Barkley, who is a wolf folk.
Yes.
Very good at basketball. He summons Kobe, who is a black mamba type snake.
Of course. Yes.
Shit. Because Smokehouse, so we need, I need two more.
You got the wizard Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson, who can cast spells.
Steph Curry.
Yeah, there you go.
Kareem, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, there it is.
Well, okay.
The Greek freak.
You could do the fuck. I'm totally blanking on his name.
Kobe.
He's the quarterback, but he's a goat. I was gonna make him a goat person. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady would be football.
I know.
No.
He can square up against puck.
Well, yeah, actually, Charles Barkley is growling at puck because it's a dog cat scenario.
This just became so Space Jam, and I love it.
Oh my god, like, yes it did.
It's so good.
Yes. Yeah, I throw out my arms in a dramatic fashion in like getting ready to play basketball. All of a sudden it feels like the pressure surrounding us kind of like woof, drops down a little bit. I emanate a slight amount of darkness from my body and my eyes glow just a little bit. And I say, everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down.
Yes, please.
Jojo, you are one of my favorite people on the face of the planet.
That was marvelous.
No. And then Bill Murray comes in and says, can I be of assistance? No, I'm kidding. That
doesn't happen. Happy to play the game.
Games with my heart.
So, Peter Belwells was like, all right, let's go to the court. And he takes you to this court that has been laid out, and it's made of this beautiful marble, as if it were a religious sort of temple, with these columns surrounding it, and then two pillars at either side with hoops attached to them, and these backboards made from this beautiful granite, because Shaq kept breaking the glass ones, and... And there is a sort of air of reverence to this basketball court. And this sort of spectral basketball is summoned out as part of the earth itself, part of the basketball moon, wraps around it and forms into this celestial meteorite-esque basketball. As it is 6-on-6 basketball, roll initiative.
Yeah! Fucking amazing.
13.
Can we wait for initiative? I'm gonna get you all in order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, initiative makes no sense in such a fast-paced game as basketball. We're popcorn it, baby, Monster of the Week style. Thank you so much. Oh, hi Robo. Thank you so much, TTRPG. TTRPG gifts, TTRP gifts, for the D4 of Inspiration. Who?
It's to me because my name in chat shows up as a face.
Okay. Thank you for
that's amazing.
It's the worst.
Is Aaron Carter in this mythos? Yeah, but he's the devil to Shaq's god.
We need all the perfect impartial party to
It's like boom. Well, oh yeah, well, I put him in the hoop like slam.
Who's our Martian? Who's our Martian guy? Who's our perfect but the realm between basketball cultist and adventurer?
I think we've already named him. It's Wayne Gretzky. It's got to be
Wayne.
Wayne, the head
of the nation of the North. You kind of summon him, and he kind of like appears like, what's going on? What's happening?
And is he slipping around because his ice skates can't get purchased?
Yeah,
on the
granite? His knees are kind of like flapping around like it's cartoon, like, and then he finally sits down in this big referee chair, and he's like. Players, You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Play ball.
God damn it. God damn it.
And
I would like to say at that moment, I change my clothing so that I am wearing like the most vividly purple basketball like jersey and shorts and also amazing shoes ever.
Yes.
And
yes.
And like, but as you know, as a theater kid, you know, and a thespian, and you know, being, you know, William Shakespeare's protege, I don't know exactly like how to pose. So I'm just like, yes. Yes. Master, I do this for you.
I change my appearance to match baskets. Sebastian's. I change my appearance to match Sebastian's, except mine has a substantially more sequins.
Sequins, the best. Both of you take a d4. As who? There's a toss up in the middle.
I'm on it.
That oh shoot, yeah. That Mr. Gretzky will throw up. So who wants to be in the toss up?
I look to the crew and I say, all right, remember old rec days? This was the one thing I could do. I'll go sit down after this because I'm very tired.
Yeah, been a long day. And then Peter walks up and he kind of like cracks his knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you really think you can beat us at your own game? You're sorely mistaken.
You're the ones who will be sore and mistaken after this. I'm not good at that.
It's okay. You know what happens? It happens. It's part of the game, sort of.
Do you have any pamphlets on Shaq if I was looking for a new religion?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Here you go. There you are.
Thanks.
Yeah. Sure thing. That's trifled, and that you feel how thick that cardstock is. That's quality materials.
Quality.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Honestly, are we gonna play like ball or not? I'm not gonna just hold this basketball in the middle of the court for like the next 90 minutes. Are we ready?
Sorry, Mr. Gretzky.
It's fine. Just call me Wayne. Play ball. He throws up. He's like, you're in Wayne's world now, and he comes back to his little referee podium. And
I wild shape into a giraffe. That's the toss up.
Yes.
Take a d6.
Yes.
I'm gonna say you easily get it. There's nothing that the little short stack Peter Bell Whistle could do against a fucking giraffe.
The most athletic of all the animals, a giraffe.
I cast spider climb on myself, and then I grab the ball and just walk up to the basket and just put the ball in the basket.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Well, I mean, you're going to have to make contested athletics checks against our boy Charles Barkley.
Charles.
Ooh.
And then after Sebastian does that,
actually, it can be acrobatics, as you are the one with the ball. You can try to dodge.
Ooh, very nice. Very nice.
So, and then, sorry, go ahead, Kara.
After Sebastian does that, can I cast Mage Hand and just have my hand take the ball and dunk it?
You would be able to do that if our good friend Magic Johnson the Wizard had not also summoned Mage Hand himself. So,
oh my god. We're evenly matched.
Two can play at this game.
Go ahead. What did you get on that acrobatics?
Roll it, hang on. Plus 8 to acrobatics. I'm sure this is the most you've had, Melissa, because you never make characters.
Plus 8 to acrobatics. Okay. You might actually be able to do this.
20, hang on, I'm bad at math. 1 second. Perception, learning disability, and mathematics. Hold, please.
Again, do you want me to math?
Is it bigger?
You?
Is it bigger than 18?
I will math for you.
It's 24.
Yes. So you managed to avoid Charles Barkley. And you are going to climb up and just dunk it. Yeah, 2 points for your guys' team. What is the name of your team, by the way? We need a team name.
Oh no.
Dang, that's a good one.
NSYNC.
NSYNC. Oh.
There we go. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're NSYNCing some hoops, as in syncing those baskets.
It's NSI. NK
in sync.
Yeah, you get 2 points. It is
wonderful,
now
wonderful.
So the Kobe, the Black Mamba Huanti, grabs the ball and like slithers around really fast as our wizard friend Magic Johnson casts haste on him. Ooh. As he moves very quickly to the basket and tries to make a shot. If anyone is on defense, you can try to intercept that.
I would
can
like.
Can I do celery barbs?
No. Well, that wouldn't be applicable in. Oh, for this, for the shot.
To distract him for the shot.
Wizards of the Coast, fuck you for making silvery barbs. It is the nightmare of every DM I know. It's such a shit spell. But this is spontaneous. So I really don't care. What were you going to say, Kappa?
I was gonna say, I hop on my broom of flying, riding it like a surfboard.
What?
Yeah, it was it was in my character sheet. It's in my
where? How did you get a magic item?
I sent it to you, and you were like, "This is good."
Listen, I don't mean the character sheets on principle, so I could be surprised. And I guess that's on me for okay. Fuck it, you have a
broom. Well, you're surprised.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Okay, so this is
listen. We got wizards playing basketball.
So go ahead and roll me, for you, because you're defending, it is athletics.
Okay.
Can I just say, while this roll is happening, I've taken a knee at the side of the court this whole time and have been casting Commune.
Yes.
How does Commune work? Is there yes. Specific?
I'm praying for probably like 10 minutes during this game.
The first half of the game.
So yeah, it's essentially a 5v6.
It's 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute.
What does it do? What does the spell do exactly?
I'm just contacting a divine proxy and I'm asking it three questions.
Who are you contacting? Who is this divine proxy?
So I'm giving reverence to the space. I understand that this is a beautiful, you know, like, you know, space of divine worship.
Yeah.
And I'm giving reverence to the game that we're playing. I'm like feeling the energy of each side. I understand that I want my side to win, but I understand that the dynamics of this game are what make it exciting and important. And I'm like feeling the sweat dripping down my brow, but I am giving a prayer to Robert Pattinson, the god of Twilight.
you get in contact with Robert Pattinson. He's like,
can I give you inspiration?
No, you can't give each other inspiration. We can establish this. But you can be better friends because that is a good joke. And
I'll take my questions after Tanklin.
Yeah, sure. Tanklin, what did you get?
I was gonna say, can I roll with acrobatics instead of athletics?
Because you have a room of flying. Yeah.
I mean, it feels very acrobatic.
I will allow it.
Yes.
All right. That would be an unnatural 20.
This is actually a tie. So instead of having like because this is a sports game, it's gonna be a tiebreaker. I'm gonna need you to do that again.
Ooh. Oh my god. All right. Okay.
Can teammates assist in any way or no?
Okay. You've already assisted. You've already had silvery barbs. I'm not allowing anything else to happen for this role.
I didn't do silvery barbs.
You didn't do it.
Okay.
Somebody
21.
Did.
21?
21 beats 19. You just like boom. Just totally deny this shot.
Wow, you are a great adversary. who watched the ball and I'll call over to Grizzle. Justin. Justin, it's your time to shine. And I'll pass the ball over to Justin.
Yeah.
Go, Justin.
I'm going to say that Steph Curry the cook is going to fling some spicy chili at that to try to intercept that ball in midair. Ooh, no, not happening. You get the ball. You now have the ball, Justin Simperlake. What is your move?
I dance down the length of the court.
Performance check.
That is, hold on.
I'm really interested to see
that is a 25.
Oh yeah, you dance. You do like a grapevine type maneuver while dribbling, which is impressive. And yeah, I will say that they're going to try to intercept you. It will be a disadvantage. Duality, man, that's a 20 and a 1, but that is a disadvantage. What I'm going to say is that, I mean, if you want to take a shot, you can take a shot. You're a paladin, right?
I am taking a shot. Yes.
You want to divine smite this? Go ahead, make a if you're using Divine Smite, I will allow you to make it a spell attack roll. We get a little goofy here on Spontaneum Show.
Just a little. Oh, just a little.
A little goofy. A little bit silly, a little bit stinky, a poopy.
The first setting was Basketball Moon.
You can expend one spell slot to deal an extra 2d8 extra radiant damage. Plus 1d8.
So go ahead and roll me a spell attack roll. Real quick for me, please. I believe that's charisma for you, if I'm not mistaken. Which I think is that better?
Yeah. So just a charisma throw.
That's going to be your charisma plus your proficiency, plus So that it probably what's your charisma?
Five. Five.
So that's like 9. Is your spell attack 9?
My proficiency. Bonus is plus 5. My charisma is plus 5.
Add 10 to a d20 roll.
Okay.
Bad.
Well, we are cooking with gas. and I am going to use at least one of my d4s on that, too. Just because I want to.
Sure.
Naturally.
So we're going to say that's a 21. That's respectable. I don't want to burn all my inspiration at once.
21.
Smokehouse is going to pretty rage good. And try to just completely block you. And he's like, I'm like so not chill right now. And he's going to try to just deny that shot. So it's going to be against a 21.
Come on, Justin.
He brings his hand down to deflect the ball. Whiffs as it sails into the basket. Roll me that d8.
Let's go.
It's not a D8. Where's my D8?
That the diamond one.
Yeah, that's my D8. That's a 2, but I'm gonna use my D6 of inspiration.
Not how that works.
Oh, I can't use that.
Nope.
No, you gotta call it beforehand. Yeah.
D20 rolls only. That's not a D20 roll. That's also a damage roll, which I expressly do not allow.
All right. So that was a 2.
2 extra points. So for a grand total of 4 points, you get from this radiant shot. Here's what I'm gonna do, because this could be long. This could get very long. And I don't want that to happen because we're running out of time. I'm gonna cut to Orin talking to Robert Pattinson. What are your questions? And he's like, hey, it's me, Robert Pattinson.
What a Robert Pattinson. Oh.
Choice. So choice.
Choice, choice, choice. So you want them all right now? Okay.
Yeah. Give them to me.
So, no, that was an out of table question. So on my knees, hearing the squeak of the shoes, you know, that smelling the sweat. I mean, have you guys been like courtside or like even just like, you know, it's right.
Sweaty.
Or just
oh, yeah. Tanglin's very familiar with sweat.
Remember going to a high school basketball game. Yeah. I walked past the high schools in New York and I'm like, I hear the crowd cheering and I'm like, damn, what a great time. Basketball. Basketball, what a pastime. But I'm hearing it and I'm praying. And the first thing is I say, I understand that there is something going on here that we don't fully comprehend. There is warring nations, these things. The first question I want to ask is it important that we win this game?
According to the rules of 6-on-6 challenger basketball, the losing party will die. If you are to be killed in this fashion, you will not be able to come back.
Cool. Can we choose, after winning, to spare the other party?
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Okay. My final question, and I ask this with full confidence that in your name, Mr. I should be doing my character voice. In your name, Mr. Pattinson, we will win this game with fire and fury and fervor. Is this just the first part of some greater adventure to come?
Fuck you, Jordan.
Yes.
With me as your guide, I can assure you there are more adventures to come. I am Batman. And just disappears. We literally established the world is a vampire, and so is Robert Pattinson.
Amazing. So,
that's what we call a callback, kids. Yeah, here's what I'm going to have you do. Everybody roll me either athletics or acrobatics, and that will determine who wins this game.
Yeah, I think in this moment, right after he says that, you see just me like really tighten up the laces on my leather boots, and then I go to play.
Can I really quickly make a justification for animal handling, because I'm an animal and I'm trying to handle this game right now? Is that
you're trying to handle something? Those balls?
Yeah, I'm trying to handle these balls right now, and I am still Giraffe Boy.
Sorry, meant ball singular. I just say handle balls.
That happens. It happens.
Fuck it. It's almost 10 o'clock. I could go for it.
All right,
but nobody else.
No
sleight of hand.
I use don't my D8 dare. On this.
I didn't say that is, however, a 27 on acrobatics.
Whoa, holy shit.
I got a 26. I used my inspiration on that, the D8 of inspiration on that one.
Okay. 27, 26. We're at 53.
53 points? Hell yeah.
I was going to say Jordan should go. That was what I was going to say.
Fuck you. No, go.
That is a natural 20. Plus yes! 10, plus a 3, and a 1. So
34.
That is 87 now.
Yeah.
12 for Sebastian.
What about the cat?
Ooh. Oh, hang on. 99. Hold, please.
Yep.
Hold, please.
12, 99.
That's 99.
Thank you. Jojo, while she's
Robert Pattinson was looking down on me. It was a role that like rested on the two or whatever was there, flipped over to the yeet.
Oh,
for a plus two for a 22. Okay.
Did you want me to roll for Puck?
We got two nat 20s in this.
111.
That's 121.
Roll for Puck. Okay, Puck
121.
Puck got a 14. Yeah.
Is that 99 plus 22 is 121.
Puck got a 14 plus 2, 16 for Puck.
It's late.
16 for Puck, yeah. 137.
Okay.
137, Sam, 137.
Oh, fuck! I'm an advertising major and I haven't taken a math class in years.
That's a lot of points in basketball.
That certainly beats an 89.
I mean, that's a pretty good game.
And with that, you pretty definitively beat the Cult of Shaq. As these apparitions of legendary players of yore evaporate, leaving only Smokehouse and Peter to look at you with total fear. And as well as like, yo, I get that wasn't chill. We'll go fix the geyser, like totally, but like... please, like, spare our lives, bro. Like,
I wasn't gonna kill you. You still gotta meet my brother Danklin.
That's fucking tight. I wanna keep listening to Blind Melon.
Just like Aaron Carter before me, that's how I beat Shaq.
And I think with that,
yep,
that's the end of the episode.
Yes.
I'm very honored to have gotten the last one.
Oh, you deserved it. Thank you so much for what might be the most joke-filled episode of Spontaneous.
What? We did it. We got
that. That was wild. Thank you. If you managed to sit the whole way through the ADHD field rampage, thank you so much for sticking around.
This has been dedicated too.
this has been an absolute blast. Please, if you don't follow us, I'd really appreciate it. Tell your friends, tell your wife, your kids, your husband, your non-denominational partner, even maybe. And also Bill Gates. Yeah, if you know Bill Gates, tell him all about Spontaneum. I don't know why I picked him in particular, but maybe he can give me some of those computers.
I mean, if you know Shaq.
Yeah, Shaq and Bill Gates, I feel like those two know each other pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, for sure. I mean, Bill Gates can hurdle a chair. So, like, he probably is pretty broken at basketball. But anyways, this has been Spontaneum, and this is our cast. JoJo, where can we find you?
Hey, my name is JoJo. You can find me at the Cast Die podcast. Generally, I'm running two games right now. One of them is Everyday Folk. It is a bunch of kids in a mountain town who face adversity and learn how to become heroes. It is soft boy, a TTRPG. I also am running a Halloween game that has gone off the rails and is now still going into this time called True Crit Undead Nightmare. Come find that as well. And I'm also starting a game company, and our first game is a TTRPG that we've kind of aligned with Classic Traveler from the 70s, the first basically sci-fi RPG. Mark Miller has given us the rights to that game, and we are creating a update to the Classic Traveler, but that is based off of a sci-fi pulp novel called Doomerest. So check
very
that out.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. News. Next up, thank you for coming back, David.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me. This was literally the exact way I wanted to spend my Tuesday night. This has been amazing. We beat the Cult of Shaq. I've never thought I'd say that sentence before, and
that
I've
is
never been more
what
honored
everyone
to say
says after this show.
Yeah. But normally, I'm David Tilstra, the Dungeon Master over at From Afar Podcast. We are a bi-weekly D&D actual 5e actual play. We're on a bit of a hiatus right now, but we're about to get back up and running here. I'm a voice actor, Twitch streamer. You can find me at David Tilstra. You can find mostly what I do at From Afar. And the next exciting thing I got, coming up is with a couple other YouTube TTRPG folks, we're making a new podcast called Keep It Dicey, because we thought it sounded like spicy, and we thought that'd be fun. And that's going to be a sort of Dimension 20 style show with rotating GMs, rotating casts, rotating systems, just trying to get more voices from the community into smaller run actual plays. And yeah, would love to work with any and all of you in cast and in the chat. So come find me. And that sounded weirdly aggressive.
Find
I will find
me.
You.
Anyway, thank you so much, Sam. Thank you so much, Cass. This
come
has
get
been
me.
Amazing. Y'all are amazing.
Next up, thank you for returning with our first ever sequel character, Melissa. Apparently hell is the only thing that connects these worlds. Between David Busters and sports world.
Yes, Sebastian is the conduit through which everything flows. Hi, I'm Melissa. I'm Melissa C. I am a queer disabled YA contemporary romance author. If you like the sound of disabled teens falling in love with each other, I write books like that. You, Me, and Her Heartstrings is out now, and Love Letters for Joy is out on June 6th, which is a queer disabled Sirena retelling. And also, if you like me in the TTRPG space, next week on the 22nd, I will be on Roll D5 playing Kaiju Girls, where I will be playing as Maisie, an unhinged barbarian main who sneaks into abandoned buildings and transforms into a kaiju. So
can I just ask, is every is every character you play unhinged?
Yes. Can confirm.
Yes.
Wonderful. Check out our technically, I guess, sister podcast, Roll D5. They're great folks over there. Also, thank you so much for coming out, Kara.
Hi, everyone. This was a fucking blast. You can find me all over the internet in a variety of different places. On Twitter, I'm at SpazGirl11. On Twitch, I'm at DocSporky. on Instagram. I'm at Loudmouth on Wheels. I am an author, a speaker, a professor. Still don't know who put me in charge of that. activist, general disability rights activist. If I do sensitivity reading for disability representation, particularly mobility disability, mobility aid use, for primarily fiction, but if you need something for nonfiction too, I'll read. If you want to hire me, go on my website, carolleibowitz.com, and hire me, please, because rent in New York City is not cheap.
Yeah. And finally, thank you so much for coming to the table, Kappa.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kappa. Christian is okay, too. You can find me at your local Denny's at 2 a.m. wolfing down some nachos. But if you enjoyed what you saw today from me, you can follow me on Twitter at TheKappaChris. I'm involved in a bunch of projects and stuff. I'll name a few right now just to pique some people's interest. But Twitter is probably the best place to find out what I'm up to. This isn't where I usually am on Tuesday nights. On Tuesday nights, I'm over on Stella Luna's channel for Brian and Blight. But for story reasons, my character's not there. But Tuesday nights, go check them out. They're actually going right now, so maybe we can raid them.
Oh, yeah. Actually, anyway, totally do that.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Sam. I am also on Rhodes Uncharted, the first premier actual play set in the Genesis system by Fantasy Flight Games. Everywhere you
can find
podcasts. Yeah, it's nice. It's a very like wholesome and whimsical tale, but we do get into some like really, really exciting adventures filled with darkness and intrigue.
I love the Genesis system.
Yeah, it's great, right? Like, why don't we do more?
It's
anyway,
so good. Yeah.
I am also writing for the next installment of Sina Una, the Tales Whoa. From Sina Una. I'm so excited. I'm super proud of the entire team. We are coming out with the second book. The Kickstarter was fully funded. It was oh man, like we are chugging away at it. So I don't know when exactly. I'm just writing an adventure for it, and this is my first writing gig, just gonna say.
Congratulations.
So I'm trying to share with everyone to go check that out. But
Sina Una is amazing.
It's so near and dear to my heart because, you know, like I myself am Filipino, and being able to tell these stories from our history and incorporate them into people's settings, it's the best. I hope people really do enjoy it. So look out for that. But if I've got a bunch of other stuff down the line, but the best place for updates on that would be on Twitter at TheKappaChris.
Alrighty, and last and certainly least, my name is Sam Comerford. I've been your chaos conductor for tonight. I do things. I make shitty ideas on Twitter, and for some reason that is my only source of value. In fact, there's a whole book of them you can buy. There's 300 of them. They're very nice doorstop if you'd like to get that on DriveThruRPG. Additionally, I am on the Etherlog, which I run, that is somehow both sillier than this and also way, 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 way darker. So if you want to check that out, it's like Studio Ghibli meets Arcane. Those are the sort of vibes for this thing. And it's got a great cast. Dungeon Glitch Matt. We got Christian Color, Lex, Titanomachy RPG.
Amazing people.
Oh my god, who am I forgetting? I feel so bad. Mark Arkusha from Cast Eye Podcast.
Oh,
Mark.
He's very forgettable.
Oh, yes, the velvety chords of Mark Arkusha. And I also, I don't really do that much other than that. But, yeah, if you want to see shitty ideas, check me out on Twitter. Please like and subscribe, I guess, if you're on YouTube. I don't know. I don't do YouTube. But it has been great for you all to come out, and I need Kappa to roll me a D20.
I got you.
Please roll. Oh, let's go, Cap.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
20, like a nice 20. 2 or 3?
13.
One level down.
Yeah. Do you want me to re-roll it? I'll do it.
No, I am subject to the rules I impose on myself. And with that, this is Ben Spontaneum. We will not have a show next week. I'm going to be home with family, so I will not be here. But the week following, I certainly will be. So I will see y'all with a level 13 one-shot. Bye-bye! Thanks, oh, also, Chad, wait, amazing. Hold on. Oh. Stick around for a raid. We'll do that
yeah.
real quick.
Yeah, Bright and Blight. That's my home on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So we're going to do that.
Let's go.
Bye-bye.